Do you want to cover an IPL cricket match? Said my editor. I froze. Did she know that in school I was the kid who was always the last one to be chosen for the team and then banished to the outer edges of the field where I hoped no ball would come my way? I wasn't even one of the geeks who couldn't catch a ball but knew every cricket statistic there was. One of my great pleasures of living in America was that no one really cared about cricket. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. The IPL, or the Indian Premier League, is our version of March Madness, but in the sweltering, muggy heat of April and May. First comes a giant auction where cricketers from around the world are bought and sold like cattle. Then they play for teams with dashing names like Kolkata Knight Riders and Rajasthan Royals and Delhi Daredevils, all owned by film stars and liquor barons. This cricket is nothing like the staid game I'd grown up with. The matches happen at night. They finish in a few hours instead of being spread over 5 days. It comes with a lot of Bollywood hits to warm up the crowd. And it comes with cheerleaders, mostly blonde, leggy East Europeans who break into a jig at the drop of a ball. It even has its own theme music. The match I go to is the hottest ticket in town because home team Kolkata Knight Riders, or KKR, is pitted against the Mumbai Indians, whose players include cricket's demigod Sachin Tendulkar, and it's the great man's 40th birthday. The stadium is lit up, blue and white balloons and a happy birthday Sachin sign. A sudden thunderstorm has snarled traffic and filled the streets with mud, but some 65,000 people are tramping through the muck to get to the stadium, the legendary Eden Gardens. All along the way, peddlers hawk team shirts, headbands and face paint in KKR purple and Mumbai blue and white. And for those who want some protection from the raindrops, they can get themselves a rainbow-coloured afro styled like the hair of Sri Lankan bowler Lasith Malinga for about $2. A man in a KKR t-shirt buys a Mumbai Indian headband for Sachin, he says. The cheeky boy selling the t-shirts says Mumbai Indian shirts are selling better. I ask him who he's supporting. Mumbai, he grins. Why, I ask. I told you, it's selling better. He has a point. This cricket is all about selling. There's just no way of ignoring the ads scrolling around Eden Gardens, Gatorade, Vodafone, Reebok. Of course, the IPL itself is now Pepsi IPL. And the big-name cricketers all have their own ads.
Life is complicated. Your camera shouldn't be.
Sachin.
It's him.
No, him.
Canon power shot. A great shot every time.
Security is tight. Worse than an airport. No one allows me to take anything inside. Not my new umbrella that I just bought. Leave it in the bin, the officer says. Take it on the way out. Right, I laugh. Then they even take away the magazine I just bought. But it's my homework. The commemorative issue about Sachin Tendulkar himself, I protest. No books allowed into the stadium, the policeman says dourly. You see, books can be launched as projectiles by angry fans. After all that, the cricket is almost anticlimactic. I'm perched up there in my plastic chair. The players are like little dolls. The noise is deafening, a wall of sound. The crows, fooled into thinking it's daytime because of all the lights and noise, flutter around confusedly cawing. Sachin gets a standing ovation but makes only 2 runs. The home team, KKR, loses. The man behind me shares his conspiracy theories and tells me Sachin should retire now. But there is one consolation to the night. When I leave at midnight, my umbrella is still there. Who says cricket is no longer a gentleman's game? This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.